This is MSO News Sports, joined by Ipswich boys lacrosse coach Glenn Foster. And Glenn, here you are, one more game left. You know there's no more after this. It's the state title game, and it must be a great feeling.
It is, and it's a great experience for the kids, and you wish that every kid had at least one opportunity in their high school career in some sport to go through this process. So win or lose, I think it's something you're always going to remember, and these kids should enjoy every moment of it.
It's a big moment for the entire school, too. You must be getting there must be a buzz in the building heading into the weekend.
There is. I mean, it's been a while since we had a team. I can't even remember the last one, probably the football team, maybe, that this has kind of gone on. So people are very aware of it. The town's very aware of it. A lot of the kids, as they walk around, the younger kids will say, good luck, and they'll hear it from people in town. So, yeah, it's a nice bonding thing for everyone.
What do you know about Grafton? I mean, I hear very good things about that team.
Actually, looking at paper, they sound almost just like us, like a carbon copy. They've got some very good defensemen. They've got a good goalie. They've got one All-American on their team. They've got a couple of good attackmen that can score. They got some freshmen playing. They lost some kids from graduation last year. They were picked at the beginning of the year as like the third or fourth team, and now here they are. And they also, I think they're going to be very hungry because the last 2 years they've been to the final dance and lost to Dover Sherbourne, so I think they're hungry for a title, so it should be a good game.
When you look at the playoffs, or the regular season, was there a statement moment or so in the season where you as a coach could say, yeah, we've kind of got this thing together, or we're close, you know what I'm saying?
Well, being from a small school, I try not to get to that point because you're always one injury away from things changing, but I thought when we played Hamilton, we kind of put the emphasis on that Hamilton game was kind of who was going to be in the driver's seat for the season and be chased by the other guy. And these guys came out and obviously beat Hamilton 18-2. But then to show you how high school sports are, we turn around a week later and go over to Triton and we drop a game by one. So that showed us that we're obviously not invulnerable, but it also shows that, you know, if they play well, they're a tough group to deal with.
Tell me about the last game that sent you into the finals, and I mean that appeared to be a real nail biter.
Well, as everybody knows, lacrosse is four goals, and lacrosse is nothing. And it's not like a hockey game where that's insurmountable. In lacrosse, four goals is nothing. So running into the fourth period, obviously we had the lead, but you could tell, you know, Hanover's not going to go home and just give it to us. And you make a couple of mistakes in lacrosse, you know, a dropped ball here or a bad clear there, and it turns into goals down the other end. So the game got close, and then the attitude of this team appears. When you look at Charlie Gillis, and there's no panic in his face, and the other kids are going, okay, here we go, and he goes out and obviously gets the face-off and scores, and we kill the clock and they win. So great for the fans. They got their money's worth.
But, you know, when you say calm, I talked to one of the players, and one of the players said that exact same thing, Coach. And so that's something that has been taught to these guys.
Well, they came in. I said that one of the things about this group, they've been playing together for a long time, but they came up, and I had to play pretty much those kids that I sent over you, the first six. They've been playing since their freshman year as varsity players. And I don't know whether they learned it from that first year when I had that group with Robbie Glavin and Eddie Flaherty's group. They just never seem to, nothing upsets them. They could be down by two, down by three, tied up, and they just seem to have this calm, like, okay, we're going to get it done attitude, and they've kept that for their 4 years that they've been here.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, good luck Saturday night at Boston University against Grafton.
Thank you very much.
Coach Glenn Foster, Ipswich Lacrosse, here on MSO News Sports. Again, they're shooting for the state title on Saturday.